A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. Peter proceeded to speak and said, "You know what has happened all over Judea, beginning in Galilee after the baptism that John preached, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and power. He went about doing good and healing all those oppressed by the devil, for God was with him. We are witnesses of all that he did, both in the country of the Jews and in Jerusalem. They put him to death by hanging him on a tree. This man God raised on the third day and granted that he be visible, not to all the people, but to us, the witnesses chosen by God in advance, who ate and drank with him after he rose from the dead. He commissioned us to preach to the people and testify that he is the one appointed by God as judge of the living and the dead. To him, all the prophets bear witness that everyone who believes in him will receive forgiveness of sins through his name." The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Colossians. Brothers and sisters, if you are raised with Christ, seek what is above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. Think of what is above, not of what is on earth. For you have died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, your life, appears, then you too will appear with him in glory. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, Lord.
On the first day of the week, Mary of Magdala came to the tomb early in the morning while it was still dark and saw the stone removed from the tomb. So she ran and went to Simon Peter and the other disciple whom Jesus loved and told them, "They have taken the Lord from the tomb and we do not know where they put him." So Peter and the other disciple went out and came to the tomb. They both ran, but the other disciple ran faster than Peter and arrived at the tomb first. He bent down and saw the burial cloths there, but did not go in. When Simon Peter arrived after him, he went into the tomb and saw the burial cloths there and the cloth that had covered his head, not with the burial cloths, but rolled up in a separate place. Then the other disciple also went in, the one who had arrived at the tomb first. He saw and believed, for they did not yet understand the scripture that he had to rise from the dead. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
These words are taken from the first reading that we heard proclaimed. Peter proceeded to speak and said, "You know what has happened all over Judea." Faith. I know that this has happened to you probably sometimes in your life, in which something has happened, something spectacular has happened, and it is something that you really can't shake. It stays with you long after it has happened. When it did happen to you, you might have been filled with joy. You might have been filled with doubt, perhaps even fear, trying to understand what has happened. It might you have that mysterious awe within you, and it might be all of these all together. But whatever has happened affected you and changed you. And as I said, throughout your life, you might go back and remember it. What we heard in our first reading today affected St. Peter. So much so that now he was going forth to proclaim what he saw and believed. It affected him and remained with him until his death. The first reading today and all throughout the Easter season is taken from the Acts of the Apostles. The author is St. Luke. He wrote this as to show to the people what had happened after Jesus had ascended to the Father and the coming of the Holy Spirit and the beginning of the church. The passage we have today occurs going about the 9th chapter in this book. And it's right after the baptism of a man named Cornelius. We heard St. Peter say, you know what has happened all over Judea. The first question you might have in your mind is this: is this the same St. Peter who denied knowing Jesus when he was before Pilate? Is this the same man who was said he would even fight and die with Jesus and then betray him and now is bold? Yes, it is. It's the same Peter. The event of Pentecost had changed him to become very strong in the faith. And it's interesting, he says off in that passage, you know what has happened. He didn't say, well, you might have heard, or you might have some understanding. He says, you know, because the people there, the audience, perhaps were all people who were already baptized, Jewish people who became Christian, or perhaps the Gentiles. They had a basic understanding of the faith. In this very short passage that we had, he tells them all that had happened to Jesus. A man who said he would come, be very powerful, would suffer death, and would rise from the dead. Very simply, but very part of the core of what we believe. And St. Peter would go on in other places at other times and reveal and relate what he had seen for himself, for he was truly blessed. As we heard in our gospel passage for today, the women were the first ones to hear or even see that Jesus had risen from the dead. But in our passage today, the passage from St. John, Mary Magdalene ran to Peter and to John and said, the stone has been rolled back from the tomb. That's all she knew at that point. So they went and saw, and they believed and gave their lives for it. I hope that each and every one of us here understands and believes in what Christ has done for us on this great day. But there are a lot of people who don't believe in the resurrection from the dead. And I have to admit to you, when I was going through the seminary, a priest professor I had did not believe in the resurrection. I couldn't believe hearing that a professor, a priest, would say that. I guess I did way back then, the cancel culture. I canceled him out. Nice priest, good teacher. But what he said in that, I said, I cannot accept. Jesus rose from the dead. There are things that could help us to understand, and I'm just going to share one of them with you today. How do we know that Jesus rose from the dead? He rose from the dead because the story that was passed on from the apostles and these women did not waver one bit. Every single witness testified in their testimony is true, and their story does not change. Somewhere along the line, at some point, the story would have broke down if it was made up. It becomes now for us fact and faith. So today, as we celebrate the resurrection of the Lord, he did rise from the dead. And he conquered all things so that you and I would know salvation and redemption. We're on our way to receive the fullness of salvation, we hope, at the end of time. But the very beginning is that we believe, like St. Peter said, you know, I know that Jesus rose from the dead. He has conquered all things. And now we await for him to come and what he has done for us to make it possible that we hope to share in his glory. He has done it, and we hope that on that final day, we will share in the glory of God.